Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy.
Yo, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit from nobody. I actually expose the bullshit of society, and I chop it up into easy-to-digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. Today, you know what? This is something I've been seeing a lot of online, and I have to throw up the alarms. I have to sound the alarms. Because if there's one thing that I will never, ever tolerate, I don't care if you call me any type of phobic or any type of fucking words the left wants to create to say, oh, you're not tolerant, you're not for diversity, you're all right, you're a racist, you're a misogynistic. I'm sorry. And you know what? I'm putting this at the feet of the left. Yeah, you Hillary supporting scumbags. I'm putting this at your feet because this is the shit you allow. This is the shit that you don't want to fucking prevent, because that would mean you wouldn't be allowed to invent like new genders, new shit for me to have to. You have to tolerate it. It's a hate speech. The title of this episode is The Left's War on Childhood. The left has been trying to normalize pedophilia. I've been seeing this thing called virtuous pedophiles, or articles saying that pedophilia is a sexuality that basically trying to make pedophiles trying to gain sympathy for fucking pedophiles. They can't help it. You know what? There's a way to cure pedophilia. It's a fucking bullet to the brain. That is the only way to fucking solve it. That's the only fucking way. And the fact that you're seeing this on Facebook, yet cocksuckers are more worried about what Trump is going to do on Friday than having your fucking attention, putting your attention towards this and fighting something that's actually going to harm someone, actually dangerous. I'm sorry. Well, look, I'm not even going to fucking apologize. And I don't care if me saying this gets me arrested. This is something I will go out on the street, and if there is a pedophile and he's advocating this shit, he is getting his... I will take the law into my own hands and kill them. Pedophiles deserve nothing less than death. Like, who the fuck do you... Like, you're talking about you're attracted to children, and you're sexually attracted to children. And you want me to fucking accept you and not hate you? No, you are sick, and I'm talking. You do not get a pass. And you know what? Oh man, I can't give consent. I can't co-sign this. I will not accept this. I will not tolerate it. I won't tolerate it. I don't care if I'm the final generation that fights. Win, lose, or draw, we must fight this. It's sick. It is getting sick out there. I mean, this is the description I put in for the show. The left is trying to convince society that pedophilia is normal, that it deserves the same respect as homosexuality. Have evangelicals been right about legalizing gay marriage as being a slippery slope to pedophilia? I mean, this is a question we have to ask now. Here's from Red. This is an article from Red State. This was posted January 11th last year. This has been coming for years, ever since Anthony Kennedy decided that his view of human sexuality was the only one permitted in the United States. We have been gathering speed in what will inevitably be the declaration by the Supreme Court that pedophilia is constitutionally protected right, and the EEOC and other federal agencies will set about making us honor that particular perversion. I'd rather go to jail for killing one of these monsters. In fact, if I could take it a step further, I'd rather go to jail killing these demons. And yes, demons are real, and they have to be fought. There's no sticking your head in the sand. There is no fucking ignoring this and just like, well, you know, they're with different strokes with different folks. No. Children cannot consent. And you're destroying them. You're destroying their psyche. You're fucking around with their mental health. Like, what are you thinking? What are we doing here? What are we doing? Let me go back to this article here. Back in September, we saw one of the first blatant efforts to legitimize pedophilia. Salon published a piece called "I'm a Pedophile, But Not a Monster." No. You're a monster. You're a demon, and you just, like, honestly, look, even if this means, well, fuck it, I don't believe anyone that listens to this show, I don't think is a pedophile. In fact, I think I would just advocate, if you know a pedophile, do the world a favor and take them out before they harm a child. It goes on to say, my name is Todd Nickerson, and I'm a pedophile. Does that surprise you? Yeah, not many of us are willing to share our story for good reason. To confess a sexual attraction to children is to lay claim to the most reviled status on the planet. Okay, you know, first of all, this is why it disgusts me. It makes me angry. You know, because, look, I'm the world's greatest uncle. Uncle Louis is the greatest. Uncle Louis would teach your kids how to defend themselves. Uncle Louis would teach them how to respect others, how to respect themselves, and make sure and teach them right and wrong. Because I want to pass on my knowledge so that way this nation could be strong, will become stronger, become better. Children have innocence. And you know what? Like honestly, when I lost my innocence, like when you finally realize this world is dark and disgusting, it's sad. What pedophiles do is they steal a child's innocence. Fucking exposes them, steals their pureness, their light. How can the left think that pedophilia is natural when it's harming a child? I've just been wanting to speak about this. It's like I don't even know what to say. I don't even know. Like, you're like, I'm honestly, as a libertarian, like, I don't know. I mean, because being a pedophile is not a right. It's rape. It's disgusting. It is disgusting. And it's just demonic. It's demonic. And I'm sorry if you're a Hillary supporter, if you're a Democrat, if you're left leaning. You need to check your people. You need to put them on check because they like you got Salon.com posting shit, posting articles written by pedophiles so that way they can gain sympathy. Like honestly, there are viruses with no cure. What if there are mental illnesses with no cure? If you're a pedophile and if you are attracted to children that way, it is better for you to kill yourself. If you are really what they call a virtuous pedophile or pedophiles that have not that refuse to offend, but they still have that attraction, if you have that inclination in you, I'm sorry, bro. There's no help for you. If you really want to be virtuous, kill yourself. Yes, I am advocating for pedophiles to commit suicide. Do the right thing. Save a child. Kill yourself. A dead pedophile is a child safe. I can't. I just can't. I mean, and okay, back to this article of redstate.com. Quoting Salon.com. Oh, wait. To confess a sexual attraction to children is to lay claim to the most reviled status on the planet. One that effectively ends any chance of you have living a normal life. Yet, I'm not a monster you think me to be. Bullshit. I've never touched a child sexually in my life. Never will, never do, nor do I use child pornography. But isn't that the definition of a pedophile? You may ask, someone who molests kids? Not really. Although pedophile and child molester have often been used interchangeably in the media, and there is some overlap at base, a pedophile is someone who's sexually attracted to children. That's it. There's no inherent reason he must act on those desires with real children. Some pedophiles certainly do, but some pedophiles certainly do, but many of us don't. because the powerful taboo keeps us in hiding. It's impossible to know how many non-offending pedophiles are out there, but signs indicate that there are a lot of us, and too often we suffer in silence. That's why I decided to speak up. How's about you decide to kill yourself? I don't get where, you know, it's like, oh, I'm being noble. I need to talk about, why do you need awareness? Why does this guy feel like he needs to spread awareness? There are pedophiles out there that don't offend. Honestly, kill yourselves. I don't understand what's so hard. Kill yourselves. If you really want to protect children, kill yourselves. Wipe out this fucking disease. It's not my fault I'm a pedophile. You know what? It's beyond guilt at this point. I mean, if this was a deadly virus, we'd nuke the city. If it was beyond saving, we would kill the virus by nuking the fucking city, burning it off. Put the infected in quarantine. Burn them to death if need be, if we couldn't find a cure. I would rather there be a stack of fucking dead pedophiles in fucking Times Square than to have this shit spread. See how easy that was? Pedophiles are normal. This back to the Red State article. See how easy that was? Pedophiles are normal, just like you and me. Only a few do bad things. Interesting theory. Impossible to disprove. And so we're off to the races. We've nipped around the edges for years. We allow 13 and 14-year-old girls to get abortions without any police involvement. We've enacted Romeo and Juliet laws that sexualize young women and give older predators a literal get out of jail free card. We saw GOP women's side with the abortion industry in defeating a bill that would have required any woman asking for an abortion based on rape or incest to report the incident to the police. In short, all the groundwork has been laid for making pedophilia a legitimate sexual activity. As it turned out, Todd Nickerson was not quite as anti-sex with kids as he led on. This is from a pedophile-friendly chat room he frequented. Jesus Christ. In fact, and he quotes, in fact, I'd argue that it's actually beneficial for a child. Die. Kill him. I will reiterate my swimming metaphor here, though I've already mentioned it twice. Society preventing children from engaging in sex play and romance play is akin to preventing them from learning to swim. Motherfucker. 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 Give me a minute, guys. This is vile. This is why I say pedophiles are demons. Pedophiles are demons. Not the same thing. Not having sex with a child is not denying a kid, protecting a child from having sex with an adult is not like preventing them from learning how to swim. It's actually teaching them how to swim so that way they don't get eaten by a shark, getting killed in the ocean. not have, like, keeping them away from sex with an adult is like preventing them from being killed in the ocean or drowning in a pool. How dare he? Again, his name is Todd Nickerson. Look him up. Look him up. Society prevent. Okay. Blah 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 blah. But not only that, refusing to tell them anything about swimming or swimming pools or lakes, and then when a child turns 18 or so, taking them to the ocean and tossing them in, shouting, "Well, you're on your own." That's when society does to children in the name of protecting them. No, first of all, a child's body is not developed fully enough for the rigors of swimming in an ocean. So that's, you know, when you're 18, your body's fully developed. So that way you could take instruction properly. I mean, that you got hurt. Oh, God. Damn it, has anyone watched at Law & Order SVU? Oh, man. Back to the article. Okay. This essay appeared shortly after a transsexual progressive activist involved in the whole Gamergate affair named Nicholas, but you can call me Sarah, Nyberg, was revealed to have been a pedophile before he became a she. And in the shadow of Lena Dunham, Hillary Clinton's campaign surrogate, revealing her own sordid background of pedophilic incest. Yeah, Lena Dunham, fucking raping your own little sister, you disgusting bitch. Like, this is what Lena Dunham, freaking queen of the left. This is what the left wants. They don't want to protect your children. That's why, you know, I'm sorry. I believe Pizzagate is real. I have yet to see anything that disproves Pizzagate. And what Pizzagate is it was a child sex ring. Comet Pizza was code for child porn. Read up on it. Milo Yiannopoulos, writing at Breitbart, observes, "Yet incredibly, Salon is by no means alone. In the aftermath of Jimmy Savile scandal in the UK, The Guardian published a feature carrying the disturbing claim that there is not even a full academic consensus on whether consensual pedophilic relations necessarily cause harm. Even left-wing comedy websites are complaining about society's misunderstanding of pedophiles. And their writers post pictures of their own children to pedophiles in support when the self-confessed perverts are outed. What's happening here? Why are defenses of pedophilia so rampant on the left? Why are pedophiles so attracted to the progressive movement as opposed to conservatism, libertarianism, or even anarcho-capitalism? Horrifyingly, there are signs of a new pedophile acceptance movement forming on the left. Just as Alan West warned, the gay rights movement is being used as a template. First comes the argument that pedophiles are just born that way, absolving them of any moral responsibility for their desires. Then comes the argument that pedophiles are just normal people like the rest of us, but somehow impoverished or victimized by their own condition. Inevitably, our society's current ostracization of... Ostracization of pedophiles will be portrayed as an injustice, an oppression from which pedophiles must be liberated, or for which they deserve our sympathy. And woe to the oppressors, quietly in progressive columns and academias around the world, progressives are losing their footing and sliding down that slippery slope. Publications like Salon are abetting the turpitude. Okay, I gotta look up what turpitude means. depravity or wickedness. And abetting. I'm learning words. Persistent, abet. They're encouraging wickedness. Why are publications like, yeah, why are they encouraging demonic behavior? Why? Hey, Hillary supporters. You still with her? Are you still with her? Are you still with the left? Mm-hmm. So, and lo and behold, we see phase two of Operation Unfolding. We are being conditioned to believe that pedophiles acting as, well, pedophiles is a function on them being shunned by normal people and made feel inferior. From realizing you're a pedophile can make you want to kill yourself. You know, honestly, if you are a pedophile, if you have those feelings and you want to kill yourself, not only do I support your decision to do so, it just shows common sense on your part. And you know what? I applaud you. I applaud you. Kill yourself. If you have that feeling, if you have that inclination, kill yourself. I mean, I saw a picture on Facebook. LGBTP for pedophilia, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, pedophile, communal. Hey, gay people, why do you find this acceptable? Why are you accepting them into your crew? Hey, gays, hey, lesbians, why are you accepting this shit? Why are you allowing them into your crew? Gays, hey. Guys, why are you guys allowing them into your crew? Hey, bisexuals. You know, even though you can't fucking choose a team, why are you allowing pedophiles into your team? Hey, transgenders. Why are you allowing pedophiles into your crew? Huh? Can you answer me that? Explain that shit. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, this next article. Oh, God. And you know what? And then it's articles like this that, like, now it's a war on men. No. This is from the Telegraph. Pedophilia is natural and normal for males. How some university academics make the case for pedophiles at summer conferences. This is written by Andrew Gilligan. This is from July of 2014. Pedophilic interest is natural and normal for human males, said the presentation. At least a sizable minority of normal males would like to have sex with children. Normal males are aroused by children. No, it's not normal. It's not normal. No, I disagree. Some yellowing tract from the 70s or early 80s era of abusive celebrities and their infamous PIE, the Pedophile Information Exchange. No, anonymous commentators on some underground website. No, again. The statement that pedophilia is natural and normal was made not 3 decades ago, but last July. It was made not in private, but as one of the central claims of an academic presentation delivered at the invitation of the organizers to many of the key experts in the field at a conference held by the University of Cambridge. Other presentations included Liberating the Pedophile and Discursive Analyst and Danger, the Difference, the Stakes of Hebephilia. What's hebephilia? Oh, here it is. Hebephilia is a sexual preference for children in early puberty, typically 11 to 14 years old. So basically, they're taking this to the academic world. They're teaching college kids this shit now. You got these fucking professors teaching this shit. And you know what? You know what type of places fucking colleges are these days? Liberal fucking bullshit places. Liberal leftist places. Liberal places. Again, this is from LifeSite. This is an op-ed piece from 2013. Normalizing pedophilia, abolishing the age of consent. After certain press criticism of a productive online backlash in the blogosphere, the American Psychiatric Association is performing a gratifying bold face in the use of the term sexual orientation for pedophilia. In its 5th edition, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, the APA has distinguished between pedophilic disorder and pedophilic orientation. Pedophilia advocacy groups like Before You Dash Act, a grassroots lobby, have long seen the declassification of pedophilia to the status of an orientation for minor attracted persons. MAPS, to be necessary means to their ends. The North American Man Boy Love Association and numerous international affiliates advocating sex between men and boys see these and other developments as an important step towards the continuing objective of legalizing and normalizing pedophilic activity. Ladies and gentlemen, you really gotta honestly, I think if you are seeing a psychiatrist or a therapist or whatnot, I think it's necessary to start asking for what their political beliefs are. If they're not libertarian, if they're not Republican, do not do business with those people. Because that's the type of people spreading this shit. In response to the online critique, the APA has confirmed in the last few days that the DSM will be altered and that it stands firmly behind its efforts to criminally prosecute those who sexually abuse and exploit children and adolescents. Honestly, taking a step further, I advocate for the destruction and murder of pedophiles. I advocate it. I call for it. You sons of bitches, you filthy, disgusting demons, should have your heads chopped off. You should be dug in the ground and stoned to death like they do in fucking Syria, like they do in Saudi Arabia. Fucking do it to a pedophile. Oh wait, I forgot. Fucking pedophilia is a thing amongst Muslims. It's their thing. Like, I actually saw this video where they take young boys, they paint them up as girls, and they sell them as prostitutes. Like, little boys, they fuck little boys. Yet they'll kill gay men? I don't understand that filthy religion. In fact, here, I want to play this this clip from Rush Limbaugh. Hearing alone from God.
Hello. There is an effort underway to normalize pedophilia.
Yep. And it has two aspects to it. One is that sex with children doesn't hurt them. Kids like it. And so do adults. And there's nothing wrong with it. It is something. Look at. I want you to take you back to the first. I want you to remember the first time, wherever you were, that you heard about gay marriage. And I want you to try to recall your reaction, your first gut reaction when you heard that some activist or somebody was trying to promote the notion of gay marriage. What was your initial reaction? Oh, come on, never have. That's silly. What are you talking? There is a movement on to normalize pedophilia, and I guarantee you your reaction to that's probably much the same as your reaction when you first heard about gay marriage. What has happened to gay marriage? It's become normal, and in fact, with certain people, in certain demographics, it's the most important issue in terms of who they vote for. So don't poo-poo. There's a movement to normalize pedophilia. Don't poo-poo it. People behind it are serious, and you know the left as well as I do. They glom onto something and they don't let go. It's right there. It's in the UK Guardian. Pedophilia, bringing dark desires to light. The Jimmy Savile scandal. He's a presenter on the BBC. Jimmy Savile, I'm maybe mispronouncing the name, doesn't matter. Jimmy Savile scandal, it says here, caused public revulsion, but experts disagree about what causes pedophilia and even how much harm it does. Experts disagree about how much harm it causes. And then they go interview people and make the case for pedophilia. No, it's not a crime, it's love. Statutes on the book, but statutes are wrong. The statutes are from a bygone era where nobody, you know, everybody's morality was wrong. I mean, look, I'm just telling you what it says. And they make the case that kids enjoy it, adults enjoy it. What's wrong with a little love? Same things that were said about gay marriage. Look at the story, the Elmo story. The puppeteer at PBS, three or four young people, kids, were hit on by that puppeteer. Look how little attention that story. In fact, that story was laughed off. Wasn't a big deal at all. I had checked the email during the break. I'm not engaging in shock values. I'm not trying to shock you. I'm just telling you what's out there in this pedophilia. I'll tell you where I first saw it. Wesley Smith, who is married to Deborah Saunders. She's a friend, a columnist, San Francisco Chronicle. He had a little blog post at the National Review website. Is pedophilia just another sexual orientation? So what? So I read it. And it was this piece that alerted me to the column, the piece about this in The Guardian. And that piece suggests that pedophilia may be just another sexual orientation. It's not perverted. It's not wrong. It's just another sexual orientation. And in fact, it's quite loving and as natural as any other sexual orientation. And this is what those of us with our heads and minds in the dark ages have got to modernize and realize. The argument being made in the piece is that the desire for sex with children is a natural part of the human condition.
And this is, no, I will never accept this. No, I draw my line in the sand. Throw me in jail for hate speech. Go ahead. I would rather die than see this become legalized. I will kill a pedophile. I will hunt them down in the streets. Kill them. You want to make it legal? Prepare to die. You will not hurt children. Not on my watch. This is a comment that I saw. Saw on Facebook. This is by, I don't know if he wants to be known, but fuck it. He posted publicly. This is by Patrick J. Hatwan. He writes, "Point to ponder. I do believe this speaks volumes. We all know at some level that the stench has been in the air. We woke to something not quite right after the JFK assassination. We have a satanic pedophile syndicate in Washington, D.C. If this has occurred under the noses of the CIA and they were unaware of it, they are fucking useless. Critical thinking and common sense says the CIA has let this syndicate flourish and most likely is involved with it. Trump indeed needs to accomplish what JFK wanted to do. Dismantle the CIA. Every American who looks at the CIA objectively or in a balanced way and judges it by any number of criteria, such as moral, legal, and pragmatic, should reach the conclusion that the CIA should be abolished. JFK wanted to break it into a million pieces. Trump is right to dismiss its intelligence reports about DNC hacking. The CIA war on Trump shows us immediately that the CIA is a rogue organization within the U.S. government and a severe threat to America." I mean, there's another article from, like, now I'm going on Facebook because I'm trying to find those articles that I was telling you about. But here I just ended up finding this article. "Sex offenders, including pedophiles, should be allowed to adopt." Theresa May told us from the Telegraph, UK. "Rules which bar sex offenders from working with children are unfair, and even convicted pedophiles should have the right to adopt," a leading legal academic has said. No. The reason why I'm hammering this, because the alarms have to be fucking sound. No. Look, if you're, share this with your family and friends. Share this with every Democrat you know. This cannot be allowed to happen. This normalization, this desensitization, I can't fucking talk today, should not be allowed. Should not. This normalization to lead to legalization, no. Let me try to find some more article. Oh, sorry. Tired. I started a little late. "There are so many pedophiles, we can't jail them all," police boss says. Gavin Thomas, president of the Police Superintendents Association of England, is calling for more of a softer approach to lower levels of pedophilia. That's from the Daily News UK. I mean, especially with the Podesta emails that came out. With the coded pedophile mate, you know. pedophile 20 who abused baby is freed because sentence is too harsh. Yo, what's going on with the UK? The UK is accepting more of this, more bullshit than this. Like, what the fuck? Oh, man. Turkey votes to make child rape legal for men who marry their victims. Oh, God. So, and so here's here's another article, and I think this is from pinknews.uk. Gay guy's 71-year-old dad sends great response to MP who likened gays to pedophiles. A 71-year-old war veteran has posted an amazing response to his MP, or, you know, their version of a congressman, I guess, or senator, for comparing gay people to pedophiles. Liberal National MP George Christensen recently attacked the decision to equalize the age of consent in Queensland. Christensen, the MP for Dawson, claimed that the decision was making it legal for 50-year-old men to have sex with their 16-year-old boys, claiming it would enable old gay men who prey on younger men, particularly when they appear to be questioning their sexuality. That didn't go down well with 71-year-old Vietnam vet Peter Roberts, whose son Dale Roberts is openly gay. Taking to Facebook via his wife's page, the proud dad told the MP, "A few Anzac years ago, you bought me a beer as a 20-plus veteran with two tours in Vietnam. If you did it now, I would tip the bloody thing over your head." The typical homophobic that must be pedophiles. They must be pedophiles. So it's all right for old men like me to try and find the younger women, but not a gay man. I have a gay son who I'm very proud of what he has achieved in his life. His condition, or what you want to call it, came from my father's ancestry, so I passed it on to him. He should have had the same rights as I have to marry, to adopt. Okay, I guess this is not going with the thing, but no, I mean, gays and pedophiles are not the same thing. But again, I still have to question, are these evangelicals correct in saying that there was a slippery slope? But you know what? And gay guys, hey, you shouldn't be fucking allowing this to happen. You can't allow that shit. So anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening. Again, please, please, I'm begging you. Don't allow the left to win this one. It's time to drain the swamp, not just in Washington. Drain the swamp in society. Harming children. Having sex with young children is harmful. It destroys them. You could see it. You could see it destroys them. It's documented, destroys them. It does them harm. It turns them. It creates a fucking cycle of abuse. It does. You don't even have to. You don't have to be some psychiatrist to see that. You could open your eyes and you notice it. Like, you hear stories. You see it on the news. It doesn't do them good. It fucks their brains up. So, ladies and gentlemen, we got a war on our hands. It's time to just jump in this war, because we're fighting demons. And I'd like to thank everyone for listening. Check out my Twitter at LouisB1. Also, that's my Gab at LouisB1. My Instagram at LouisB1. And come back next week. And as always, from my house to your house. Mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.